My dear friends, education is an act of liberation, according Platon. My name is Louise, and this year, it's my last year in school. It's for this reason that I want to talk to you about injustices in education between girls and boys. Is it normal that in some countries, girls still have no access to school? Is it normal that girls are less valued in school? No! It's not normal, my friends. Men and women, boys and girls, must be equal. I feel particularly concerned with this issue because when I was a little girl, if I had stayed in Vietnam, my home country, I think that I wouldn't have received a good education, the same education as you. Because the living conditions in this country are very hard. Vietnamese people live in poverty, even in the streets sometimes. So I think we should be able to go to school unlike some women in Iran and Afghanistan. The governments of these countries are against the education of young girls. So I think we should be proud to be lucky enough to go to school today. We can be proud being able to learn different things, very interesting things to have a good future later. I know, my friends, that it is hard to study in the evening at home, but it's for a good cause. Don't you think that together we can make this situation evolve? If you agree with me about these injustices between girls and boys, why not try to change things? Why isn't it the poor countries that girls can't go to school? My male friend, you will tell me, because the women's jobs in poor countries is to stay house, take care of children. But no, why not you, boys' partners? Why don't you men do housework too? It's really important for me to try to change things. We have to stop thinking that women are nothing if they don't go to school. Stop thinking that women are reduced to just doing the housework. I rely on you to think about these matters. Because if you agree with me about this, together we can succeed. Because women's freedom begins with the right to education. Thank you very much, my friends. Louise.